You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, and I'm Kurt Hosworth in the studio with a special guest today to talk about the August edition of something that happens at the Ordock Brewing Company with, let's see, posters, CDs, tapes, T-shirts, books, stickers, live music, and especially this last word, tomfoolery. That's what really encapsulates everything at the Ordock Vinyl Show happening this August in Marquette. I'm welcoming John Teichman to the studio, fellow NMU Wildcat from the admissions office, but also a member and you're the advisor of the NMU Vinyl Record Club.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So this is another time where the upstairs of the Ordock is taken over by crates, tables, live musicians, a little bit of everything. Can you tell us what's happening this August at the Ordock?
Yeah, this is our 22nd semi-annual Ordock Vinyl Record Show. It's a four-day event from Thursday, August 1st, starting at 4 p.m., all the way through Sunday, August 4th, in the evening when Ordock closes. And it really is, it's become a community event. It's become a, you know, sort of a pop culture event and an opportunity for people to prospect, to dig, and to discover all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that's, I think that's the idea with the vinyl and with the records. It's that digging aspect, whether it's, oh, I'm really digging this music, or I'm digging through crates to find something that I'm really looking for or that I was recommended by somebody. And it's a great opportunity for these people to come together and talk about those things, too.
Yeah, and Jeff Walker's coming up from Farmington Hills. I'm here in Marquette. We were just down at the Detroit Book Festival last weekend with the Detroit Sound Conservancy, which is a historic preservation organization in the Metro Detroit area devoted to preserving Detroit's musical history.
Wow.
Significant landmarks, recording studios, you know, all across the city. And we picked up a lot of great music down there that we're really excited about turning people loose on. I mean, it's about 10,000 records, CDs, cassette tapes, all genres of music, all formats, and a lot of it really presented in a way where people can dig in and find exactly what they're looking for, or we can help them.
And that's, I think that's a good point, just saying that they are recordings of various kinds. I mean, when we say like it's a vinyl show, yes, there will be vinyl. When we say it's a record show, there's going to be lots of recorded music of various kinds, and I guess recorded media of different kinds too.
Yeah, I mean, there's spoken words, soundtracks. I mean, people love their favorite movies. And what I've noticed too is that, you know, not every movie has a lot of merchandise to go with it. So a soundtrack, for me growing up, was like the Flash Gordon soundtrack and the Dune soundtrack. Those were touchstones for me where I'm like, okay, I saw the movie. Now I can check out the soundtrack and kind of relive that. And this is, you know, kind of before streaming and home video was the thing. And once you saw that movie, the soundtrack might really, you know, leave an impression on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of fun.
And you can relive that with those soundtracks.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Edmund Stone's show is definitely representative of that. And, you know, I read in the 1950s, I just read this book about the Weavers, folk singers with Pete Seeger and the band, that for like 3 years in the 1950s, the South Pacific soundtrack was the best-selling record in the United States.
Wow, wow.
So we're talking pre-Beatles, we're talking pre, you know, pre-early rock and roll.
Yeah.
But the idea that if you wanted to hear the South Pacific soundtrack, you had to buy that record, and millions of people did.
Yep. And then relive that experience. And with that, there's lots of ways to relive all kinds of experiences with thousands of records, cassettes, books. But then there's also other kinds of merch, I guess we can say, like T-shirts and
yeah,
such.
Yeah, we'll have Detroit Sound Conservancy T-shirts. We'll have our patented double-sided record T-shirts. We'll have, you know, action figures and DVDs and VHS tapes and posters. We have our Cookie Monster poster for this event that
yes.
Jeff designed. And so we'll have posters that people can take home and put on their walls and a little bit of everything. I think that, you know, from newborns to grandparents, we have, it's really an intergenerational community cultural event.
Yep. And you can get your baby tuned into the band or the Star Wars soundtrack, or you can maybe pick up that South Pacific vinyl for your grandma or your grandpa, whoever it is.
Yeah, I have a Schoolhouse Rock. I remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah.
I have a Schoolhouse Rock book and two DVD set with all of the songs and programs and animation from that.
Schoolhouse Rock Rocks was something that spun in our family car in seventh grade, I think. So we got to hear all about it's escaping me right now, but still, I mean, those are those kind of, like you said, touchstone albums that stick with you, whatever that first experience with an album was. Speaking about music, though, and some of this is preloaded with some of things that I'll be presenting as well, but let's talk a little bit about the live music, because we've got opportunities to hear live music as well as pick up recorded music,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the whole second floor is just going to be a hotbed of activity. Thursday night, Jeff and I will be carefully alphabetizing and presenting everything starting at 4. And then Thursday, August 1st at 8, we've got a great local show called Organized Noise. Chad McKinney, Blanco Suave, and Kurt Hosworth. Three separate sets. So you've got some electronic music of all kinds, sampled stuff. Really a great show. It's going to be an audiovisual experience. And then we also have Blanco Suave, local hip-hop duo as well. So, again, a great reason to come out, I think, because, you know, you got to go and hear this stuff in person. It's a lot of fun. And watching people make this music, it's really interesting, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Without saying too much more to be promoting that way.
But the sequencing and the triggering and, you know, the lights and everything. I mean, I think what's really interesting is that I listen to some of the music my children listen to, and guitars are not in the front of a lot of these songs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more keyboards, a lot more, you know, sequencing and sound
triggering of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taking command of electronics in some way. Yeah, so that'll be the first evening at 8 p.m. Organized Noise. Yes, myself and Chad McKinney and the local lo-fi hip-hop duo Blanco Suave will be there. How about Cosmic Knot? What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, they are a downstate band that has played all over Lower Michigan. It's a big funk ensemble. They had a quote from someone from George Clinton's P-Funk All-Stars praising them. Mm-hmm. They've played for thousands of people at Ann Arbor type events. They have, you know, a bass and saxophone and the whole thing. And it is a big spacey funk ensemble kind of thing. And what's great about these kinds of events like this is that you can go and discover something new. And there's Jeff at the other side of the floor saying, hey, if you like what you're listening to, why don't you check out these Parliament Funkadelic records? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, make
George
that
Clinton.
Connection.
And so the idea that it's all connected to something that I find this really interesting, that if one of the bands is playing a song, many times that record will get sold.
Oh, yeah.
It happens over and over again because it's this very, like, you know,
it's almost subliminal or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Mike Waite did a cover of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and all the Gordon Lightfoot records went out the door.
They were gone.
Yes.
Oh, so that's another way to help propel the records out of the room, especially with having to bring so many crates. So,
well, yeah, it's a big labor of love. I mean, it can fit between 30 and 40 boxes in a vehicle. And then we do it's like a musical Tetris in the room, arranging everything and reinforcing the tables. And then people walk in and they're like, hey, it's a record show.
Yeah.
And it is like kind of a magical thing. Like all the elves were there setting everything up.
Yep.
It just happens.
So we need to get some milk and cookies ready for John and Jeff for the next edition to make sure that they'll come back again.
Yeah.
Are there any other special music events or any other events as a part of this? Or can
These
we?
The ones that really jump out at me. I mean, we're going to be, you know, keeping the music flowing. Jeff does a really good job of programming music while they're there. The pre-show, important thing to remember, every Wednesday at Ordoc, there's also Vinyl Destination downstairs in the tap room with Greg Sandell, Bob Thompson, and myself handing out boxes of 45s from 7 to 9 downstairs. And that's a great pre-show kind of thing. Mm-hmm. 45s, a little less commitment, only one side, 3 to 5 minutes, but you can pick out your favorite song and they'll play it for you.
Very nice. And again, we're talking with John Teichman about the Ordog Vinyl Show that's happening beginning of August here, beginning Thursday, August 1st at 4 p.m. at the Ordog Brewing Company, running throughout the weekend until Sunday, August 4th, until close. Records, posters, all kinds of things in media, but especially music. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this whole experience?
Yeah, the public is certainly invited to bring their records to trade with us, or we can take a look at them. Now, if you have 5 records, if you have 15 records, if you have 50 records in a crate, we'd love to take a look at those. If you have 500 records, we'd love to make arrangements to come look at what you have. Mm-hmm. But that is one of my favorite parts of the show, because someone's collection is almost kind of a window into their history and their past. And, you know, we will get your records to good homes. That's what I always say to people. We're going to rehome those records for you. And you know, we want people to listen to music. I think that's what the core of the event is really about.
It kind of sounds like a record shelter in a way, like an animal shelter. But yeah, we'll make sure they get to a good home.
That's right.
John, it's always a pleasure. John, thanks so much for telling us about the Ordog Vinyl Show.
Thank you. Hope to see everybody there.